Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here today is top stories. Comedian Michelle Wolf delivered some jokes to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and afterwards, pundits have said that the act crossed the line because she took personal jabs at people in attendance, including Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I know this is going to come up in touche after the news, but what? What are we supposed to be outraged about? You can't make fun of politicians' makeup or what they wear or how they look? Really? Since when? It's so obvious the leader of the free world does not seem to share your concern. The double standard is stunning. Maybe that'll be what Republicans run on in 2018. Hey, we doubled the economy and doubled the standards. Also, Roseanne Barr, seriously? Everyone's into Roseanne now? The same comic that butchered the anthem and spit at the end of it? She's now the spokesperson for mainstream America? And Dennis Miller? He tweeted that Michelle Wolf was a horrible human being? For those jokes? Really? Miller was wisecracking on SNL Weekend Update, and that was his whole... Need I say more? He made his whole career on that. What are we doing, people? Make up your mind. Are liberals snowflakes and powder puffs, or are they a moral nihilist that's so mean to everybody? I mean, and this idea that it's the press versus mainstream America. You know what? I'm mainstream America, and I guess I am the press. I didn't even watch Michelle Wolf. I don't care. And I only did after the fact to see what the fuss was about, which at the end of the day seems to be the point here, right? The press, the pundits, the media, the White House, they want to represent our values so bad. But guess what? They don't. They manipulate our values. They set the market for what's acceptable and then ignore their own violations over and over and over. We could divide this country over what we like to eat for breakfast at this point. Let's not get into having columnists and pundits tell us what's funny, because those people think Capital Steps is funny. Dig? Now next year, get Capital Steps back. Political spoofs are hilarious. I mean, there's more going on, right? There's immigration, there's Iran, there's a looming trade war, maybe, but who cares? Michelle Wolf was mean to the president and CNN and Rachel Maddow. So put two and two together, people. The moral outrage, just masking insecurity. Move on. The heist at Holy Name Cathedral was an inside job. Security guards had a key, stole over 100 grand in collections, stole from a church? What? Even if you were like, I don't believe in God, don't you at least want to keep the door open just a little bit? Just a crack? You know who I blame this on? Michelle Wolf. So it's possible we have another John Burge situation on our hands with Chicago police. Today, a new trial was granted to a man who was convicted of a gang shooting back in 1995 because he was put away by disgraced Chicago officer Ronaldo Guevara. There are over 50-plus people suggesting that Guevara fabricated evidence to put them away. Wow. This is an interesting case because Guevara was going after gang members and apparently making up whatever he had to do to put him in jail. Obviously, absolutely, stunningly wrong. But an argument could be made that he was essentially trying to keep the streets safe from gangbangers. Supposedly, the gangs feared him. I'm not sure if that affected crime or whatever, but something to think. But now, you know what the bigger issue? Who's going to be on the hook? The city. And who are the investors for the city? Us, the taxpayers. Watch how many of these victims are going to get, and rightfully so, but watch how many they're going to get lawsuits and payouts. All because of what? In weather? Oh, it's so hot out. Remember when it was 40? Those were the best times. When it was 40. Also, full moon last night. And maybe tonight? I don't know. I only saw it because people posted it on Instagram. I think that's going to be our future. There'll be paid social media influencers who are the only ones allowed to go outside. They take all the pictures of all the cool outdoor things, and we're just like. I went outside today, like. I did not see the full moon. I just saw 18 pictures of it. I was like, oh, it's a full moon. In sports, the NFL draft is over, and we got a new middle linebacker. It's like GM Ryan Pace knows his job was on the line, and another losing season, and it's curtains. So he's like, what will make the city like me again? Oh, I know. I'll draft a middle linebacker. Roquan Smith comes to town to be the next Brian Urlacher, although not as bald. Hey-o. It's Hall of Famer, Justin. Come on. And the Bears were able to get a possible starting guard and a possible starting wide receiver in the second round. I mean, what a great draft. I think this was great. I heard Teddy Bruschi today on ESPN projecting that Roquan Smith would be Rookie of the Year. You know the old saying, first you got to play the games? Can we just get rid of that and go ahead and give him the title now? Can we just simulate the whole season like we're playing a game of Madden? No? Doesn't work that way? Cubs are 7-1 with the Brew Crew versus the Brew Crew after a four-game sweep this weekend. Cubs are killing it right now. They're quietly on a bit of a streak and look to this to be the same Cubs that essentially won the World Series 2 years ago. This while the Nationals and the Dodgers are scuffling a bit. My Cubs, let's keep it going. Big two-game set against the Rockies at Wrigley. Winning right now 1-0, although the Rockies are threatening. Sox beat the Royals over the weekend. Was that a five-game series? I think it was. It was like a first-round playoff series. The biggest storyline is that the Royals catcher had a problem with Tim Anderson celebrating a home run, and it reminded us all about how baseball can be so dumb. I mean, Salvador Perez, have you ever seen a wide receiver get a first down? Have you ever seen a cornerback make a tackle? God forbid, a sack? Or how about a forward make a goal in hockey? Or a dunk before a timeout? That's Celebration City. All sports are celebration now. Come on. They're dumb, antiquated rules in baseball. How high did he flip that bat? Did he clap his hands five times before that hit? How many shoelaces did he have on his cleats? And the totally stupid part about it is that Anderson was fine and Perez just kept making a deal out of it because it's a thing, I guess, and it could be a brawl and it's really just a measurement contest. I don't know what happened there. The ump made the two players shake hands like they were 11. That's so dumb. NBA playoffs have moved to the second round. So you got Mirotic, Rondo, Etuan Moore going against Steve Kerr. You got Marco Bellinelli and the Sixers going against the Celtics. You got Kyle Korver and the Cavs versus the Raptors, who don't have any Bulls connection. The Rockets and the Jazz don't either. Seriously? None of these teams could use a Luol Deng right now? Yeah. I'm not watching. And finally tonight, over 90 students who attended a prom at the Shedd Aquarium last weekend got sick. Ooh. I mean, that's one way to remember your high school prom. Probably safer, too. How was your prom? That's the carryout for April 30th, 2018. It's 80 degrees today, so free water cups for everyone. We don't have any water, but we got the cups. All right, coming up, Dave Lundy and Chris Roebling. Touché! Monday night here, and then at 8 o'clock, we're on the big table with Adam Pally and Dan Greger talking about the new film, Most Likely to Murder. All that coming up tonight on The Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.